Hey, everybody. The pressure is on us. 2016 energy all over again. Very important episode about the framing of the midterm elections and why the establishment actually wants Republicans to lose if they can't control them. I love hearing from you. Freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to thank those of you that support the Charlie Kirk Show, that allow us to hire more staff, speak our mind freely, work late hours at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Matthew from Texas. Thank you, Stephen from Arizona. Thank you, George from Parker, Colorado. Linda from Utah. Cheryl from Colorado. Kathleen from California. Chad from Georgia. Jennifer from California. Stuart from Iowa. Lisa from Kentucky. Damian from Washington. Sandra from Florida. Eric from New Hampshire. Terry from Arizona. Gina from Pennsylvania. Kendra from Missouri. And Kathy from Oklahoma, charliekirk.com/support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I want to start with where we're at. Carrie Lake has won the Arizona primary for governor. MAGA candidates across the country are winning their primaries. This Republican Party is a grassroots party, ready to fight, ready to govern, ready to improve people's lives, ready to put their citizens first. But the pressure is now going to be on, and as we warned early in the week, the midterm elections are all but a certain thing. Democrats are adjusting. Democrats are going to outspend us. They control the media, they control social media, they control our election system, and they are going to be willing to cut corners at every single turn to try to get their preferred candidates across the finish line. The generic ballot is tightening. The generic congressional vote, according to Rasmussen reports, Republicans only lead by 3 points, whereas a couple months ago, Republicans led by 15 points. We're seeing one race in particular that we endorsed in Washington, Joe Kent is only down by 1.8 points with lots of ballots still to be counted. Again, Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, all won in Arizona. However, as we look towards the midterms, Republicans only have a 0.1 lead if you average all of the generic ballot polls. A 0.1 point lead, barely taking back the House of Representatives. Barely. And the U.S. Senate is a complete coin toss. It shouldn't be that way with inflation, open borders, CRT, wokeism, anti-Americanism, war on American energy. It should be a complete blowout. Now, some of these polls might be suppression polls and misrepresentations. You can usually add 5 or 6 to all these polls. That's usually a good rule of thumb. But make no mistake, Democrats, they know they're going to lose, but their strategy right now is a very smart one. That's right. I'm saying the Democrats are using a smart strategy. They're basically saying we want to lose less. They know that midterms can be very hard. Joe Biden is deeply unpopular, and Republicans will be outspent at every corner. Now, this shouldn't be close. 65 points. By 65 points, people think that the country is on the wrong track. Only 16 believe that we're on the right direction. 81% believe we're on the wrong track. It is our race to lose. Let me say that again. It is our race to lose. Now, before we go any further, I want to encourage you and I want to thank you. After the nonsense and the shenanigans, the corner cutting and the mules in the 2020 election, you very easily could have given up and not voted. But I think a lot of you showed up to vote in Arizona, in Missouri, in Michigan, and you said, look, I'm going to do voting. I'm going to vote. I'm a little skeptical whether or not this will count, but I'm going to do it anyway. That is the right attitude. And look what happened in Arizona. Despite all of the delays, the MAGA candidates won. There is not a good reason to give up just because there are major structural problems with our elections. In fact, they would love to have you give up. They would love to have you say, what's the point in voting? You must overwhelm the system where it is not on the margins, but it is a massive, massive blowout. So where we are right now is whether it be John Gibbs beating Peter Meyer in Western Michigan, whether it be Liz Cheney on the verge of losing in Wyoming, the MAGA movement has taken over the Republican Party, and it's not just Trump. It is a new philosophy, putting our citizens first, securing our border, being prudent in how we're approaching foreign policy. Our children are off limits. We play to win. We advance. We do not retreat. We do not allow the media to set the terms of engagement. This is what we call on this program the new right. Candidates are embracing an attitude, an energy, an optimism, a vision that has been so sorely lacking. But the empire is going to strike back. They are not going to sit idly by and allow this to happen. And no, I'm not talking about the Democrat Party. The Republican establishment is so prideful. They are so self-interested. They would rather have grassroots conservatives lose in a blazing glory than to have a grassroots Republican in office. And by the way, that does not work both ways. It does not. It does not work both ways. Grassroots conservatives turn out in big numbers for establishment Republicans at times because they say it's better than not to have them in office. Whereas the establishment Republicans, they will withhold their support largely if there's a candidate that what? They cannot control. So we put all of these different things together, and we must realize the pressure is now on us. The people are in the driver's seat. We've done our work in the primaries. We've done our work to select good candidates, and the uniparty is now threatened. The far left has taken over the Democrat Party. Now the people have taken over the Republican Party. This is not left versus right. This is top versus down. We must outvote all the shenanigans. And the pressure is on us. Despite us being outspent, we're going to have to outwork the competition every single day now to November. And if some of you are skeptical with all of the results coming in Arizona, but now you see the result, just trust me with this. Every single one of these candidates can win. Your art is starting to see the chattering of some people in the center-right media. MAGA candidates can't win. That is nonsense. How many times do we have to prove that thesis wrong? If you have a charismatic, articulate, wise candidate that understands the issues, they will win if they stand on principle. Myra Flores won in the Rio Grande Valley, being a strong border hawk conservative, not pandering to the middle, but instead holding the line. MAGA candidates swept the entire state of Arizona. MAGA candidates swept in Missouri, swept in Michigan. The Republican Party, we've done our job. So what does that mean now going into November? We must acknowledge suppression polls. We must acknowledge we're going to be outspent, and we have to get to work because this right here, this midterm election can be one of the most consequential, not just for the country. I'm so tired of people saying that. Charlie, this is the most important election of my lifetime. I think 2020 actually was. I think this election is important in a different way. It's important to begin the process of a long-term Republican Party takeover, top to bottom. The establishment Republicans, do you know what success looks like for them right now? They want the MAGA candidates to lose in November to say, I told you so, you should have nominated people like Mitt Romney. They would love nothing more than to see Blake Masters lose, J.D. Vance lose, Carrie Lake lose. They would love that. It will vindicate them. They'll feel good about themselves. And guess what? They're going to do whatever it takes to help make that happen. But now we need all hands on deck, everybody. That means tuning into this program, tuning into War Room with Bannon. That means knocking on doors, registering voters, giving the money that you can. We cannot outsource our activism because guess what? The traditional Republican establishment infrastructure is going to sit this one out. In fact, they might actively help some of the Democrats. They would prefer a Democrat that they can work with than a grassroots conservative candidate that actually might make meaningful change occur or happen. Look, there are food shortages happening all across the world right now. Are you prepared? I have the most amazing preparedness plan thanks to My Patriot Supply. And you have to go to preparewithkirk.com. Look, you are 9 meals away from anarchy. Do you see all these food plants blowing up? Do you have preparedness food? If not, you are not properly protecting your family. I do. I'm going to be fine. My family will be well fed. Go to preparewithkirk.com and you'll save $50 on a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I don't trust the government. Do you? You think they're going to feed you when things fall apart? And you might say, oh, Charlie will never fall apart. Right. Well, I'll be fed. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, and their 4-week food kit contains enough meals for one person for nearly a month with 2,000 calories a day. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Just make sure you have this food when you need it, which could be soon. Get it today at preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $50 and get free shipping as well. I'm sure you don't want to stand in government food lines, so make the proper precautions now. That is preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. Go to preparewithkirk.com. You know how you're making a difference when you get emails like this? If I ever see you in public, I will effing murder you. That's an email we got at freedom@charliekirk.com. Something tells me that person won't be arrested for that, but we'll see what the authorities do that. Fortunately, we get plenty of emails and death threats like that, but we're still streaming. Have a nice day. So look, yeah, exactly. They can meet my dog. Good luck. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. So look, there is this movement that is unfolding in front of us in across the country in every single corner where the establishment is not going to be comfortable with what the America First MAGA candidates might do if they get elected. So someone asked us, freedom@charliekirk.com, what should we do to make the difference, Charlie? Here's one easy way. List 10 people on a piece of paper that you know that you will be responsible for getting out to the polls. 10 people. It has to be like a grocery list. Jeff, Sue, Carlton, whatever. 10 people. And you follow up with it. Now, if every single person in this audience did this, if every single person did the 10 people and you owned it, by the way, it should really be 25 or 50, all of a sudden, you multiply your impact and physically check off the list when you confirm they vote. Yeah, this takes work. This takes accountability. But all of a sudden, it's not just you voting, but it's 10 people in your sphere of influence. I do this every single election cycle. I do it for at least 30 to 40 people that I know in the local area. And I just text them. I said, hey, did you vote? Did you do this? Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for? You know, it'll be worth it, by the way, when your candidate wins. This is the top of this is the type of bottom-up strategy that does not take money, but it takes muscle. It takes energy. It takes enthusiasm. It takes grassrootsy commitment. It takes grit. So you just list 25. Again, 10 is a good number. And like, okay, Uncle Sue, cousin this. And by the way, it helps if these are low propensity voters, not people that you know vote all the time. This is how Donald Trump won in 2016. It was word of mouth. It was viral. This is why it shook the matrix to its core. They did not know how to process it. All of their polling, all of their cable television ads, all of their models showed that it wasn't possible. But if grassroots people talk amongst themselves, then we can win. Now, some of you say, Charlie, our elections are still fractured. I will admit, we have not done enough to fix our elections. But Arizona is proof that my thesis of overwhelming the system can get good people in. That yes, it's broken. Yes, if it's close on the margins, then it will be an issue. But if we overwhelm, they do not have the structural control to be able to invalidate this kind of a movement. You just don't. And so what Arizona should show you with Carrie Lake and with Blake Masters should be a shot in the arm, a dose of hope that even though our systems have not yet been properly fixed, where we want to make it impossible to cheat but easy to vote, as Carrie Lake says, that there is still an amazing amount of hope if we get engaged and get involved. And guess what? I think some people, this is the cool thing, I think the models are wrong. And again, none of the DC people will think this. I think some people sat out this primary out of election cynicism. We talked to a lot of them. They said, I'm not going to vote. It's not worth it. The system's broken. I hope you guys see this and you guys say, you know what, in November, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to roll the dice. It's going to take work. It's going to take the listing of the people that you get out to vote. I mean, I know people that have 700 contacts in their phone and they just text them all on election day, a couple days before, like, hey, did you vote? Did you vote? Did you vote? Did you vote? You become your own GOTV operation. Now, that's starting in October, but what are we going to do till now? We have to do everything we possibly can to help our grassroots preferred candidates understand the uniparty, registering new voters, becoming a precinct committee person, owning your precinct. All of this stuff matters because the money will not be there. We will be outspent on television. You hear me? They control the system. They'll smear our candidates in the media, and they're going to bombard us on social media. For every $10 that they will spend on television, we will have $1. But we have something they don't have. You, the people. So right now, this is kind of our, wow, we have great candidates. Phenomenal. Praise God. Let's put our working boots on. We got 90 days. Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com, amazing people, who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, president of Second Vote. We've had uniquely American common sense since 1776, but now we're in the age of common nonsense. Today's common nonsense comes from the left's radical agenda. Inflation has reached a 40-year high, and we're headed into a recession. If you have common sense, the causes are obvious. Extreme environmental policies, massive government spending, and woke fund managers. The left has spent years trying to kill domestic fuel production, and now energy prices are skyrocketing. But instead of talking to American energy companies, Joe Biden is in Saudi Arabia begging Middle Eastern dictators to increase supply. When the far left and woke corporations push extremist environmental policies, they have serious consequences. According to research from the Heritage Foundation, American families have lost $6,800 per year due to inflation. And we'll all feel that. When government gets bigger, our paycheck gets smaller, and inflation is the inevitable result of massive government spending. But inflation doesn't just affect the dollars you spend, it also affects the dollars you invest by destroying the purchasing power of your dollar. The Wall Street Journal recently exposed how so-called ESG funds cost between 5 and 15 times as much as other funds, but perform worse. This is why SecondVote.com scores hundreds of companies on whether they support the leftist extreme environmental agenda. For 10 years, Second Vote has been looking out for conservative consumers, helping you to shop your values. I'm Rebecca Hatfield, reminding you that your first vote is at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet.
Make sure you go to SecondVote.com and subscribe now using promo code Charlie for just $40 for a whole year. That's SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
This person emailed us. I love it. Charlie, if I saw you in public, dot, 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 I would ask for a selfie and shake your hand. You got to love it. Freedom@charliekirk.com. By the way, if you're not getting death threats, you're not making a difference. These people are all cowards. All right, so I want to get into this a little bit deeper. So MAGA energy is ascendant because it's focused on voters and focused on the people. It's in the weeds of the grassroots of politics, which is going to require an all-hands-on-deck type strategy. And one of the states that this is going to be decided in of who really runs the Republican Party is the beautiful, the wonderful, the majestic state of Wyoming. I love Wyoming. It's such a great place. Now, in the state of Wyoming, there is a primary coming up. I believe it's next week, if I'm not mistaken. Wyoming primary is coming up, I think, August 16th. Yep, I'm right. Tuesday, August 16th. So a week from Tuesday is what it looks like, will be the Republican primary in Wyoming. Liz Cheney is the congresswoman in Wyoming. I know it's hard to remember whether or not she represents Virginia or represents Wyoming because she lives in Northern Virginia so much. And it's going to be a referendum on who really runs the Republican Party. All polls, all enthusiasm, all grassroots interactions point towards a defeat of Liz Cheney in Wyoming. And the Cheney family is part of that Republican establishment that has controlled the Republican Party for decades. There's a couple families that have controlled the Republican Party. The Rockefellers, the Romneys. Yep, Willard Romney's father, George Romney, was the governor of Michigan. The McCains, the Bushes, they've controlled the Republican Party for quite some time. Now, what's so interesting about Dick Cheney is that prior to Donald Trump, Dick Cheney was the most hated person on the American right of the last 30 years. If you think they hate Donald Trump, yeah, they probably hate him more now, but it was close. If you go back to 2003, 4, 5, and 6, the venom towards Dick Cheney. He's running the government. He's sneaky. It was merciless. In fact, just watch the movie Vice. Now, that was all before the regime media realized that Dick Cheney and the Cheney family represents the Uniparty and that we actually like Dick Cheney because of how much we hate Donald Trump. So this primary is unfolding in the state of Wyoming. And it will be a question whether or not the grassroots show up and whether or not Liz Cheney gets displaced. Now, we saw this last week. John Gibbs beat Peter Meyer in Western Michigan. We've seen almost every single impeachment voter either resign or be defeated in a primary. Wyoming is a very conservative state. And now Dick Cheney, former vice president of the United States and former congressman from the state of Wyoming, has released a new advertisement in support of Liz Cheney. We are talking about how the Republican establishment would rather have Democrats that they can work with or control than Republicans that might actually govern in the benefit of their citizens. This is an extraordinary political advertisement, unlike anything I've seen in recent memory. In this advertisement, Dick Cheney, in support of his daughter Liz Cheney, says that Donald Trump, in the 246-year history of America, is the greatest threat to our republic. Greater than those that argued for the Confederacy, greater than the articulate yet sinister defender of slavery, John C. Calhoun, greater than Timothy McVeigh, greater than the Unabomber. Dick Cheney argues the greatest threat to our republic, and he doesn't even qualify it domestically or internationally. He just says the greatest threat is Donald Trump. Now, that should send a chill down your spine, because what he's really saying is this is a declaration of war. This is how you talk about Saddam Hussein. In fact, we have a piece of tape to show the parallels of how he talked about Saddam and how he talks about Donald Trump. What Dick Cheney is saying here, I want you to listen very carefully, is he's saying that we basically should be willing to use all the instruments of government power to displace Donald Trump and his followers from participating in the civic process. But then there is a not-so-veiled threat at the end of it. I want you to listen carefully to this Dick Cheney ad, and it makes you wonder, does Dick Cheney know something privately that we should also know about maybe some looming action coming against Donald Trump this fall? This is an advertisement being run in the state of Wyoming trying to prop up the floundering congressional campaign of Liz Cheney. Play cut 60.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward, A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Did you hear that? It is her job to make sure Donald Trump will not run again, and I believe she will succeed. The only way they could get Donald Trump not to run again is successfully impeach him and remove him from office afterwards. Not going to happen. Or he's a felon. Is Dick Cheney showing his cards that the January 6th committee, in conjunction with the Department of Justice, plans to indict and convict Donald Trump before the 2024 election? Is that what he was saying there? Now, I promise you, Dick Cheney is not Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. I promise you. I promise you they're totally different. They talk differently. You be the judge. Play cut 61.
Yes, I assure you, we are quite safe from your friends here.
Your overconfidence is your weakness.
Your faith in your friends is yours.
It is pointless to resist, my son.
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design. Your friends up there on the sanctuary moon are walking into a trap.
Believe it or not, that scene of Star Wars is identical to what we're living through right now. Darth Vader says, "It is pointless to resist, my son." Basically saying, resistance is futile, which is a line actually from Star Trek with the Borg. Then Palpatine says, "Your friends are going into a trap." Very similar to Dick Cheney's advertisement saying that Donald Trump will not be able to run again. And my daughter will be successful in doing so. Remember this piece from The Atlantic? Remembering why Americans loathe Dick Cheney. An entire piece talking about why Americans hate Dick Cheney. Talks about the war in Iraq. Talks about torture, illegally spying on innocent Americans. Halliburton. Talks about Ahmad Kalabi. Talks about how he was instrumental in detailing innocence for years on end. You see, the left hated Dick Cheney, loathed him, made him the recipient of their jokes and their late night comedy until someone who is an even greater threat to their power came along. You see, they hated Dick Cheney because he was in charge and they weren't, but they didn't hate Dick Cheney on ideological reasons. Dick Cheney was an overseer of a neoliberal, neoconservative, rule with an iron fist agenda of invade the world and invite the world. Dick Cheney was a proud advocate of corporate handouts and cronyism. Donald Trump challenged all of that. It's going to be MAGA versus the machine, MAGA versus money, the people versus power. That advertisement of Dick Cheney, I think, embodies that better than ever before. And I find it hilarious. Dick Cheney is the one that says Donald Trump is the greatest threat to our republic, even though Donald Trump was the only president in our lifetime recently not to start a new war. Probably be why Dick Cheney hates him so much. Invading sovereign countries just kind of runs in the blood in the Cheney bloodline. Now, you heard how Dick Cheney in that clip talked about Donald Trump. It reminds me of how Dick Cheney talked about Saddam Hussein. By the way, there's a debate going on, freedom@charliekirk.com. Is it Saddam Hussein or Saddam? I say Saddam, and if those of you get the joke, you get it. In the movie W with Josh Brolin, they use Saddam the entire time because W. Bush used to do it. I just use Saddam because it gets your attention. I think it's hilarious. Saddam, who cares? He's dead. Never should have invaded the country. Big mistake. One of the worst wars in American history. Listen to how Dick Cheney talked about Saddam or Saddam. And then remember how he talked about Trump. What am I getting at here? They believe Donald Trump is literally the moral equivalent of a foreign terrorist. Play cut 62.
Simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt that he is amassing them to use them against our friends, against our allies, and against us. And there is no doubt that his aggressive regional ambitions will lead him into future confrontations with his neighbors, confrontations that will involve both the weapons that he has today and the ones he will continue to develop with his oil wealth.
He lied then. Why would he be telling the truth now? It's MAGA versus the machine in all of the industries, power that is threatened. They're all consolidating right now because they're very worried that the people are now finally going to be in charge of the Republican Party, that you have a voice for the first time in a long time. And guess what? It's not just happening in one state. It's happening all across the country, and they can't figure out how to control it. And do you know what the lesson actually is? You can't. That's what makes it so special. You can't control the people. They control you. In this email here, Charlie read that Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is backing Lisa Murkowski for re-election. This makes your point of MAGA versus the Republican machine. Yes, you are going to see this in every corner. You are going to see grassroots candidates that have the support of the people, but not the money, start to get support of the Republican establishment where it matters most. And one of the issues that I know a lot of you share, the one issues I have that I know a lot of you share with me, is that the Republican Party needs to not just win elections, but govern. I believe firmly one of the reasons why the generic congressional ballot is tightening is because of unfettered money being spent in Ukraine, wide open borders, gun control, and the Republican Party not doing what is necessary to actually represent their voters. So, for example, in Cut 56, CNN had Republican County Board. He's a Republican, right? Bill Gates? I believe so. Republican Maricopa County Board of Supervisor Bill Gates, not to be confused with the potential depopulation advocate Bill Gates, former from Microsoft, same name, different guy, on last night, warning that the future democracy is at stake. Play Cut 56.
Well, there's a lot at stake, and I would say it's the future of the Arizona Republican Party, if not the future of this democracy here in the state of Arizona. Look, I talked to the lawyer who headed up the Election Day operations for Arizona Republican Party yesterday. He said we had a great election. It ran very smoothly. And yet Carrie Lake is saying that there was fraud, that they outvoted the fraud. So they're lying about this. They have a narrative that they're trying to push, and it is very dangerous.
Yeah, why is it dangerous, Bill Gates? Why don't you come on my program anytime and explain to me why it takes days for Arizona to get their results? I want to know the answer to this question. Does the probability for malfeasance and error and cheating go up or down the longer it takes to count ballots? Of course it goes up. The more time that ballots sit idly by, the more mistakes could be potentially made. Now, you might think it's the opposite. Well, Charlie, they're taking their time. They want to be precise. No, it's the opposite. For bad actors, they're able to do things that are in the shadows that would otherwise be deceitful and unethical. And by the way, Bill Gates says that after Pinal County literally ran out of ballots and the head of the Pinal County elections had to resign because Republican voters would be turned away. How dare he say a thing like that? By the way, Stephen Richer and Bill Gates are welcome to my program anytime where they can try to explain to me the data and the evidence, irrefutable data and evidence found in the movie 2000 Mules, showed that there was a ballot trafficking, ballot harvesting operation that happened in Maricopa County in 2020, and they're welcome to come to my program anytime and tell me, what's the investigation they've done into that? Is cell phone ping technology verifiable? Why did they use it to arrest January 6th defendants, but we can't use it to actually find mules in Arizona? Why is it that at a basic anecdotal survey of people in a room, when you ask, hey, did you get a ballot you didn't request, nearly half the hands go up? What are the signature verification thresholds in Arizona? Why does it take multiple days to try to get ballots from one place to the other? Why did you destroy precinct voting, Bill Gates, and you go to these vote processing centers? You see, they don't want to answer those questions. Instead, Bill Gates and Stephen Richer, who call themselves Republicans, say the future of democracy is at stake. Yeah, guess what? People don't trust you anymore. And instead of actually looking internally and looking in the mirror, maybe they don't trust us because we're a group of buffoons and we're not doing our job. And every other state in the country can get their results the night of, and it takes multiple days. By the way, all the ballots still haven't been counted. Let's be very clear. They still have not all been counted. It's a three-ring circus around here. And yet they go on CNN and say that we're a threat to democracy. Actually, you are, because you have more time to go on cable television to go make Maricopa look more like Moscow while ballots are flying all over the place and people have their trust eroded. You see, you know what leaders do when followers start to not have trust? You look them in the eye, you tell the truth, and you build up their trust with facts, information, clarity, and transparency, not condemnation and insults. What real leaders do when they have nothing to hide, they would invite the opposition in and show them exactly what's going on. In fact, it's the opposite that's happening. It's finger pointing. It's the typical establishment Republican way of treating the grassroots. It's MAGA versus the machine, everybody. MAGA versus money. This midterm election can either be a shot in the arm to make MAGA the permanent driver's seat of the Republican Party. But if we lose and we do not show up, we don't do our work, the establishment will actually be stronger because of that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.